What will it take to revive the Eurozone economy? Well, it turns out that €1 trillion won't be enough. That's how much Europe's central bank had been planning to spend on a financial stimulus programme known as quantitative easing, or QE. Today, though, the bank said that stimulus will need to continue for longer than planned. It also cut a key interest rate to minus 0.3%. That means that banks will be paying a higher penalty for parking their cash at the ECB, encouraging, in theory, them to lend more instead. Well, today's news from Europe's central bank suggests that economic policies in Europe and the United States are heading in opposite directions. The US central bank is, in fact, expected to increase its interest rates later this month. I asked the US economist Owen Stelzer what that told us.
Well, it certainly tells us that the American economy, at least as seen by the central bankers, by Janet Yellen, is strengthening. And it tells us that the European economy, as seen by its central banker, Mario Draghi, is not strengthening or is only strengthening a tiny bit or maybe sinking a little. If you want to understand monetary policy right now, picture if you're in a department store on an escalator. Janet Yellen is on the up escalator. She's going to head rates up because the economy is going up. Mr. Draghi is on the down escalator. He is going to try to drag rates down because he's unsatisfied with the growth rate of the economy and with the fact that there's no sign of inflation.
And what does it tell us about the way policymakers have handled the economy in Europe compared to the U.S.?
Well, it's so hard to say because remember that when policymakers make a change, as for instance Mr. Draghi did this morning, traders who are betting on which way he's going to go, a lot of them get burned. And so all you hear about is the immediate reaction that he was trying to drive the euro down, but instead it went up and all of that. Monetary policy is not a long-run solution to an economy. The European economy will not prosper until it reforms its policymaking process and until it deregulates and ends the structural problems in the labor market. The American economy is doing better because we have a more flexible economy, and maybe because Janet Yellen was in there earlier and Ben Bernanke, former chairman of the Fed, was in there earlier, but basically because it's a more flexible economy, so that while the news, and I know I'm on a news broadcast, is all about monetary policy, the real long-run performance of an economy is less a function of monetary policy than it is of policy decisions that are much more difficult to make, much more contentious, much more politically driven. And that's where I think Europe is having much more difficulty than America is at the moment.
Although some European countries have made efforts to reform, we heard from Spain earlier in the programme, Italy too, it's been trying to implement reforms to the labour market. So it's not as if this stereotype of, I don't know, perhaps the sort of lazy continental Europeans, that is changing, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I've always not liked that stereotype for two reasons. One is people have a right to decide what kind of society they want and what kind of mix of work and pleasure and leisure and family they want to have. And it behooves an American to come over there and say, well, you've got it wrong. Second, because there are things going on. And one of the things about monetary policy that Mr. Draghi is hoping is that he can keep Europe on an even keel to give the policymakers time to make the important structural reforms. If you have a nation or several nations in deep recession, it's very hard to reform your labor market because people are nervous and they don't want to give anything up.
I was talking there to Owen Stelzer at the Hudson Institute in Washington.